Today, sharing the Dear Shur Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Nun Dalid Omud Aleph. And we are in the third volume of Mishnah Berurah. And in Yetz Hashem, we are beginning today Simen Ayin Reish Hei. We call it Ayin Reish Hei because we don't want to pronounce Ra'ah Reish Ayin Hei. And this deals with Dvarim HaAsurim Lasos Le'Oriner B'Shabbos, what you're not allowed to do via the light of the candles, because you may come to adjust the candles on Shabbos. And the Mechaber begins in Sif Aleph. Ein Polin, one is not permitted to do this activity called Polin, which means to remove, as the Ramah says, Pirush, Levirus Akinim Mehabegodim, to remove the lice from the clothing. And he says the Targum of Biarti HaKodesh Ben Abayis from the Pasuk is Palesi, which means to remove. And he says, Ein Korim, likewise, you're not allowed to read B'sefer Lior HaNer. You can't read via candlelight on Shabbos. V'afilu Einu Motzi B'fiv. And even if you're not going to say the words out loud, so it looks like you're not really involved in it so much, Shema Yata. You're still not allowed to do this because you may come to adjust the flame. He points out this is true. Afilu hu gavoa eser komos. Even if the flame is very, very high up and it's not going to be easily adjusted because it's so high up, Sheni Choliga Ilov, you can't reach it. Nevertheless, Shelo Chilku Chachamim Badover. The rabbi said, Lo plug. They said, once it's usur, even when the reason why it's usur doesn't apply. Now, let's look inside the Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Nalef. He says, you're not allowed to read. V'hu adin shein bod kinat tzitzis. Likewise, one cannot do checking of the tzitzis to make sure that the tzitzis are kosher, that you have the right number of strands, that the strands are long enough, etc. V'chol kiai gavne. Anything like this as well, dover hatzorich iyun, something that requires an intensive study, some additional look where if you see you don't have enough light, you may come to adjust the flame, shema yata haner, that you may come to adjust the flame, l'havi Hashem and l'fi apsila, to bring the oil towards the wick, k'dei sheyidlak yofeh, that it should burn better, it should light better, and as a result, you would be over the issa of mavir, as the issue foot number 4 brings down. We've already learned previously, she is chayiv mishum mavir, a person would be over the issa of burning on Shabbos, a issa d'oraisa of adjusting the flame over here by tilting the oil to go up towards the flame better. Yeshiva number 1 brings down, Ukisha'enu Yochel Livdokis at Tzitzis HaBegid. What happens if a person needs to check his tzitzis to see that they're kosher? And you want to wear it. You don't have any other choice. So we already learned in Simon Yud Zayin earlier in Shulchan Aruch, in regards to a blind person, what should he do? He never, unfortunately, can check the tzitzis, so he should feel with his hands, and he can check them in that way, and this would be permissible on Shabbos when you're concerned that you may come to adjust the light, to just use your hands and feel and count, you, I have good 8 strings over here. Then we have Yeshiva number 2. Even though in regards to this issur that maybe you come to adjust it, we've already said previously in Simen Reish Samach Dalet, that you're not allowed to use such a flame where it's poor candle that you can't make come to adjust it, even if it's not something that requires intensive study. Nevertheless, in that situation, we said you shouldn't use such flames for the Shabbos licht, because haner atzmo lo dolik yofet. In that situation, the flame itself isn't going to burn nicely. And there we definitely have a concern, shemayata, because you need the flame to be lit. Here, however, kan shehaner dolik yofet, here the flame is burning nicely, we don't have to be concerned, ein lochu shemayata, that you're going to come to adjust it, ela bedover amatzuch iyon, only for something that really requires intense up close light, and there you may come to adjust it, but the flame itself is burning well. We're not concerned in general that you come to adjust such a flame. Finally, the issue for number 3 brings down regarding this gezerah. So the Shelos Chuzah from the Radvaz adds, Sheish Lochush Shema Yishkach V'yateh. We're concerned that you're going to forget that it's Shabbos and you come to adjust, because Hatias Haner, the adjustment of this candle over here, he Dovar Shekalaso. So it's very, very easy to adjust this flame. And therefore, we're concerned about it. However, we don't have to be concerned. But something that requires a lot of work, we're not concerned the person will just get up and do it and forget that it's Shabbos. For example, ein lesser likro b'sefer Torah kidei lahagio l'achar Shabbos mechashas shema yovel lichso. We don't forbid a person to go read from a sefer Torah to see if it has mistakes, and after Shabbos, he'll go correct the mistakes. We're not concerned that on Shabbos, he'll come and go take a quill and find ink and do all the preparations that are necessary, that he won't remember that it's Shabbos before all of that is done. So therefore, for something like that, we don't have to be concerned, Shema Yata. But for something so simple over here, well, I can't see it so well, I'll just adjust the light. You'll do that instantaneously. There, the rabbis put in this concern, Shema Yata. Now, the Chavetz Chaim in Dibur HaMaskel, V'ein Korin V'chule, in the Bir Halacha, says, V'chol ki hay gavne dover tzorech iyon, that in which we said over here, that it requires investigation, it requires some sort of effort on your part, that we're concerned that maybe you come to just the light, he says, are we talking about a lot of intensive looking over here, or just even a little bit of an intensive look that you require more light for? So this is a machlokis over here. Ha'pri Megadim sosam kamogin Avram lekamon, that the Prima Gadim over here paskins like the Stam Mogin Avram that we'll have in Sif Kotin Yud, in the name of the Ran. Da'afilu bi'iyun mu'at, even something that requires just a little bit of additional light, just a little bit of intense looking, that also fulfills this din that you shouldn't read by such a candle because you may come to adjust it, even though it's just for a short period of time that you require this intensive looking. However, the Graz kosav the davka kishetzorich iyun harbe. He disagrees over here with this Ran and says that it requires only that you're concerned of Shemayata if it requires a lot of Iyun. It's going to be a decent amount of significant additional looking over here that you'll come to make you adjust the light. But just for a short period of time, we're not concerned. So it's a fundamental machlokas over here between the Ran and the Graz, with again the Graz saying that only Iyun Harbe is a concern of Shemayata, and the Ran saying even Iyun Ma'at is a concern. And he brings down, Mikol Mokom Ladina, how do we paskin over here? He says tzarich iyun. We're not sure because das of the Ramban and the Ritva is also like the Ran over here, which says that even for an iyun kitsas, and he brings down over here that the raya is from the Yerushalmi. So one shouldn't be so quick to just dismiss this opinion of the Ran and passing like the more lenient opinion of the Graz. The issue for number 5 brings down exactly how do you differentiate between iyun harbe and iyun ma'at. So he brings down from Renis and Carlos Shlita that he says, something that requires a significant amount of effort, even if it's a short period of time, for a short effort, that is considered over here iyun harbe. However, but to just distinguish between two things, where you do need light, we don't really need any strong effort whatsoever. What's an example of this? So you're walking into a room, and there is some light there. We're not concerned that you come to adjust the light if all you want to do is differentiate between a chair and a table. So you want to bring up the chair and not bring up the table. So in this situation, you need just a split second of recognition from the light. That's not going to be something that we're concerned about. That's called iyun kitsas, and if you hold like the Graz, that would be permissible. And for example, between two things, between a kaf and a maz, like a fork and a spoon, it doesn't require intensive looking. You do need some light, but it requires really minimal light and no concern of shemayata. So he suggests in this situation, everybody would say that this would be good. Einu nechsheves liyun klal. That's not something that's even called iyun ma'at. That's so little, mutal asos l'araneh. You can definitely use any candle to do that type of work. According to Rav Nissim Karolitz, it's also permissible you walk into a room, there's a limited amount of light over there, so you just want to pick out a certain sefer. There's enough light that you can pick out the sefer that you want, so that would be acceptable also. That's also not nechshav le'iyun klal. That's not even considered a little bit of iyun. That's not considered at all iyun. However, he brings down from the Chazon Ish, shehitzruch shomer. He did require somebody to make sure that he didn't come to adjust the light in that situation. He felt mistama that that would be iyun ketzas, and if he was concerned for the shita of the Ran, as well the Ramban and the Ritva, so then he wouldn't do this without having a shomer there, without having somebody else there to remind him, hey, don't touch the light. Then he says, what about looking at your watch? So the Chazon Ish was mistapik in hu b'chlal ha'gzera. Is that included in the gzera over here? And Rav Nissim Karol Shlita paskind sheyesh lohakel li'isha hakoma b'layla l'hachel es b'na shetistakel b'shon l'oraner. A woman would be allowed to go look at her watch to see, is it time to feed the baby? How long has it been since she last fed the baby? That would be permissible by the light. We don't have to be concerned. Shema yata. And you would be allowed to even use a candle that's not lit very well in this situation. You would be allowed to use such a light to go look at the watch. The issue for number 6 brings down that while the Mishnah Berurah over here says tzarich iyun, can you paskin like the Graz, or do you have to take the more machmir position of the Ran and the Ramban and the Ritva with him? So he paskins elsewhere in Simon Reish Nun Hey that he brought down Stam in the name of the El Yerabba and the Tosefer Shabbos she davka tzarich iyun rav. Only when there's a tremendous effort over here that's involved, that's when we're concerned Shemayata. But if it's only a limited amount of effort, then one can rely upon the opinion of the Graz. He brings down as well, when you're dealing with candles that are made out of wax or animal fats, so in the Bir Halacha, in Dibra Maskel, also Lebatkon, in Sif Yud Aleph, says Yesh l'smoch l'hokel l'shtamish l'ora b'dover sheino tzorich in rav. There you definitely can hold like the grass. Shari gam below that nechliku aposkim and there was el b'chlal l'gzera, because there's a whole question whether this gzera, as we'll see in a moment, applies to all sorts of lights or only these types of lights that are drawn up the oil into the wick, but you'll easily adjust them. As opposed to a regular candle, you can't really adjust it that much with a wax candle. And certainly when you're dealing with the fancier candles that we have nowadays, one really doesn't adjust them. So therefore, there is potentially an opinion that says you don't have to be concerned at all. So if you couple that opinion with the opinion of the Graz, in those situations, you certainly can be mako for something that doesn't need Iyun Rav. We'll discuss momentarily as well what is the status of our electrical lights today, which of course is a huge difference the way we have our lights today than the way they did in the times of the Gemara. So let's continue now in the Mechaber. The Mechaber says, Umitam Zeh, based upon everything that we said till now, Yesh Lesor Afilu Be'ashoshes, since we just said low plug, even if you can't reach the light, it's very high up. So similarly, for this reason, the Mechaber says, even if the light, the flame over here, is inside some sort of an ashoshes is like a lantern, or the flame is attached to the wall, it's inside a hole in the wall over here, so you can't really adjust it. And likewise, and the Mechaber says, even a wax candle, so in all of these situations where it doesn't really apply, that you may come to adjust it, but the Mechaber seems to say, low plug, across the board, we don't allow it because of the concern that if you have oil in a wick, then you may come to adjust it. Now, this requires a tremendous amount of understanding what the halacha l'maisa is today with our electrical candles. So first, let's look inside the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Beis. And he says, Bashoshes, if you have over here a flame inside a lantern, a lamp of some sort, then the Mechaber says, low plug, we don't allow you to read by it. However, the Mishnah Berurah says, "V'im hi segura b'mafteach," but if it's sealed, it has the key on it, and the only way you can open up this lamp and adjust the flame would be if you took a key and opened it up. So then, yesh matirim, there are those that were permitted in this situation. Why? The time and the reasoning is the dafko kishagavo aner esakol mosasru. When the rabbi said low plug, and you can't come to read by the light of a flame that's way above where you are. They said it over there, because there, you sometimes do want a candle very, very high up to see what's going on all the way up high. However, nobody ever would lock a lamp. There's no point in locking the lamp, except on Shabbos to remind you not to open it. So when you have the lamp that's locked over here, you basically have a built-in reminder. Oh, gee, why is it locked? Oh, because it's Shabbos, and you won't be able to shemoyate before you realize that it's Shabbos. As opposed to a lamp that's high up, you may very quickly go up there on the ladder and look at something because you do that on a weekday as well. Whereas nobody locks a lamp on a weekday. There's no point in locking a lamp on a weekday. And therefore, when you lock it on Shabbos, Isle HaKera, there's an obvious recognition over here that this is locked for Shabbos, V'lo Shayach Shiftach Lahatos, and therefore there is no concern, you'll forget, open it up with a key and adjust it before you realize that it's Shabbos. The Domi L'Kori Perek B'Ben Madlikin, this is similar to the fact that you're allowed to read the Perek of B'Ben Madlikin, because you're going to remind yourself, oh, I'm not allowed to adjust something, I'm learning these halachas right now. However, the Mishnah Berurah then brings down the Yesh Osrim B'chol Gadna Mishum Lo Plug. There are those that say, no, across the board, you are not allowed to do this. Lo Plug means Lo Plug, no differentiation for whatever the reason. And he says, V'ayin Be'el Yeraba, Shemetzadi Lahatir, Kishemasar Amavteach Le'odom Acher. The El Yeraba, however, does give you permission over here if you don't have the key, and you have to go and get the key from somebody else, so then that certainly would be recognizable. I have to go bother somebody else. That other person will remind me that it's Shabbos as well. The Dami Lo Melechavero, this is the equivalent of making a shomer over here to asking a friend, Tein Daid Cholai Shloata, please be careful and watch me that I don't, by accident, adjust the flame. The Mati B'Sif Gimel, as we will learn in tomorrow's shir, that is perfectly permissible in Sif Gimel. The issue for number 10 brings down, even if you could take the key from the person without him necessarily knowing it, so Rav Nissen Karlitz still says in that situation, the person will recognize that he doesn't have the key anymore, so then that's still considered like he's a shomer on it. The Mishnah Berurah concludes Sif Beis, and he says, also likros lior haner, you're likewise not allowed to read by candlelight beyom, during the daytime, in a place b'mokom ha'ofel, where it's dark, and you therefore may also have, even during the daytime, the concern of shemayat. Sivkot and Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah says, Hai v'chein, that we said over here, v'chein b'ner shoshaiva, that koyez aresha, that goes back on the beginning of the sif. Dibazen nami gazru, that the rabbis also were concerned over here and made gzera, shalolikros l'fanav, that you can't read in front of a wax candle. V'aftu korech l'apsil, even though the wax is all around the wick. Ke'en ero shoshaiva. V'cheilev shalonu, like the wax candles and the fat candles that we have nowadays, v'lo shayach bo sheva yate, and there really is no concern that you come to adjust it. Nevertheless, afapikein, yeshlochu shema yimchot, the Mishnah Berurah says we're concerned that maybe you'll do this action called yimchot, which means kishemesir rosh apsila lahasir chashka, that you go and clean off the top of the wick over here of the candle in order to brighten the candle, v'nimsa shu mechabe, and that will in turn cause a momentary mechabe, and that is an isser over here as well. Mishnah Berurah of Kandala says the wax candle shoshaiva habach b'shem marshal, the bach however brings down the marshal kosav denagu lahokel, that one does have permission over here to be makel with this wax candle, livdo kalim, to check out utensils, this utensil versus that utensil, the tzitzis, to make sure your tzitzis the kosher, v'likros etzel ner shoshaiva, and to even read against this wax candle, v'adin etzel ner shochelim, and likewise the fat candle. Why? V'atam dibazel lo shayach shemayate rak shemayimcho, because here we're not concerned that you come to adjust it, you can't adjust it. We're only concerned over here that you may come to peel back the wick a little bit and in a way do kibui, as we just said. The kibui, and what would be the terrible thing if you did kibui? It's not an issa deraisa. Having melacha she'ena tzricha legufa. It's not something that you really want the kibui, you just want something else, and the kibui will occur anyway. The lo have the issa deraisa. That's only an issa derabon. The chayin kasa v'taz, and this is the opinion as well of the taz. However, the Magen Avraham disagrees. O masik a Magen Avraham, the shelo letzorech yesh lahachmir. Unless you have a pressing need to do this, a real need for Shabbos, for example, to learn, then you shouldn't do this, because the hoye shomer and the kibui have a melacha deraisa. Because there is an opinion that says that such kibui, such extinguishing over here, is in fact an issa deraisa, as we will learn in Mitzvah Hashem at the end of Siman Shin Lamed Dalet. The Yerabba kosav b'shem Mabushi Yomtiv. The Yerabba brings down the name of the Mabushi Yomtiv. The Biner Shel Shayva Shayach Gan Kin Shemayata. Even with the wax candles, we're concerned of Shemayata, not like we just said. Why? David is a smuchim midivrei Ramban. He brings a raya from the Ramban, and he brings it as well from the Bir Agra. The Biner Shel Shayva with a wax candle, Vuadin Shochelib, and likewise with the fat candles, Shayach Gan Kin Shemayata. You do have to be concerned that maybe you come to adjust the flame. When we call Mako, nearly, the Mishnah Berurah concludes, and he says, "The Bineros Hatovim Shalano Shikorim Starin, with our candles today that we have, which we mentioned previously, these Starin candles that we use, Mutal Likros Lefneim Lukuliyama. Everybody would agree that you would be allowed to use such candles. The Lo Shayach Shemayate, because there is no concern at all that you may come to adjust the flame. Rak Bidover Shadarko Lahatos Lefomim Bechol Kideshi Yidlak Yofta. Only in something which on a weekday you may come to adjust, then you have to be concerned over here." But Ubiner Starin Yodua Dein Tzorich Latia Kaliolim. We would never adjust them on a weekday as well, and therefore there is no concern you come to adjust them on Shabbos. And certainly Bekoshik the Lo Shayach Bo Shem Yimchot. And this Isser that we just brought down, that maybe you come to peel off the top over here to clear off the wick in some way. The Orat Salim, oh, that doesn't occur with our wax candles. Dein Tzorich Klalazeh, and it wouldn't benefit you in any way. So here, even if you say low plug in the other situations, you wouldn't say it by our candles nowadays, because there is no possibility on a weekday for you to do this, and therefore we don't have to be concerned that on Shabbos you would do it as well. This brings us to the question, what about nowadays our electrical lights? So Dear Shavuot HaMenorah brings down, Umenoris Chashmal, with our lights today, Sheyeshna Efsharus Lishanus Boetz Otzemes Ar, will you have an adjustable light, so you can make it brighter or not. So Shlomo Zalman says, Mutar likro liora, we even in that situation are allowed to use them, below choshishim shema yishana es outsmos ha'ar, that we're not concerned that you'll change the strength of the light from making it a 15-watt bulb to a 30-watt bulb to a 45 to a 60, etc. As the Bir Halacha says, the name of the Maser Gashulchan that we just brought down, based upon the principle, Mishum she'ein derech orali smite, because you don't normally come to adjust this light in a way that would be an isser. He does bring down that the Shelos Tshuvos Or Lizion isn't sure if this is correct. He says, L'tzorech li matori yesh laka, but to learn, you certainly could rely upon this Miskeres HaShulchan. Rav Yashi says you shouldn't read by it unless you put up some sort of a sign that says Shabbos Hayom. That's why people sometimes, they put a block over the switch, so you can't by accident turn the switch on or off. And this way, that would function in the same way of reminding you for sure. The Chavetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha Dibra Maschul Yor Ner also has this arichos. How are we allowed to read by our lamps today? He was talking really about not electrical lights, but the same halacha question would apply by electrical lights. He has a long arichos over here. He gives various reasons why you might be allowed to do this. And he says that basically we are meiko, but he says you should try to do this in a way that would be a heter garmer lekuliyama. Making some sort of a heker would be certainly preferable, but there are many leniencies that one can rely upon, especially with our electrical lights today. Tishah footnote number 14 also has a discussion about this. He also brings down that Neronim Hamitsuyim Mizmanenu, those solid candles that melt and become liquid, he says also is included in the Gzeira L'chol HaDeos, and would have the same concerns with the oil and the wick. With that, we will conclude today's shiur.